From one horror story to another, globally, the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia and the continuing war there in its third year. The US President Donald Trump will hold a telephone conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin later today. German, French, Polish and British leaders will speak to Mr. Trump beforehand. We're joined from Kiev now by Siobhan O'Grady, Chief Ukraine Correspondent with The Washington Post. Siobhan, thanks again for taking our call. Presumably people there in Ukraine are hoping that Donald Trump will get tough with Vladimir Putin, but maybe the reality is that he might offer more concessions to the Russian leader.
Yeah, I think everyone is hoping that, as you said, but it's, as usual, President Trump is quite unpredictable, and often his position changes based on personal conversations. You know, his brand is this sort of personal diplomacy, and so we can't really know what to expect at this point. We do know that European leaders held a call last night with Trump, urging him to put sanctions on Russia if Russia, new sanctions on Russia, if Russia does not agree to this 30-day ceasefire. Just to remind listeners that Ukraine has long agreed now to a 30-day complete ceasefire and wants that to be unconditional. Russia has not responded to calls for that ceasefire, has instead, you know, proposed its own very short ceasefire, for example, over its own holiday, Victory Day, and earlier this month. And they definitely would want conditions on a ceasefire, including potentially asking the United States and other Western partners to stop arming Ukraine during that time. What they don't want is for Ukraine to have 30 days to kind of boost its military force. And of course, that's exactly what Ukraine doesn't want Russia to have either. So everyone is just waiting to see whether Trump really goes as tough on Putin as the West would like.
And on the ground, Siobhan, the death continues.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a huge drone attack over the weekend. One person was killed in Kyiv and several others were wounded. We had an evacuation bus in the Sumy region of Ukraine, which borders Russia's Kursk region. A Russian drone targeted an evacuation bus there that was carrying mainly pension age civilians, entirely civilians, and most of the people killed were women. There were at least 9 killed in that attack. We saw all of that happen, you know, just within the hours after a low-level Russian delegation met the Ukrainian delegation in Istanbul for talks that didn't result in much. They did result in an agreement for a prisoner exchange. And these were the first face-to-face talks that Russia and Ukraine had since early 2022. So there was some anticipation over whether Putin would show up, whether Zelensky and Putin would meet. Of course, that did not happen. But a Ukrainian delegation did meet a Russian delegation in Istanbul on Friday. So the Ukrainians are pointing to the continued attacks and violence over the weekend as evidence that Russia is not serious about peace. I think this is the constant struggle for Ukraine, especially with President Trump, who's made statements saying, oh, well, you know, Putin and Russia are just easier to deal with than Ukraine. Ukraine is really trying to show that it is easy to deal with and that it's Russia that's the problem and Russia that invaded Ukraine. So there's this constant battle for the true narrative to be seen by Washington. And I think everyone here will be holding their breath over whether Trump really cracks down on Putin today or if he just buys whatever Putin tells him, which is likely going to be that Russia needs full control over the territory that it only partially occupies right now. We know that Russia is asking for complete control over several regions where they don't even control the regional capital, which to Ukraine is obviously a non-starter to be asked to leave their own territory and just hand it over.
Siobhan, thank you very much. Siobhan O'Grady, Chief Ukraine Correspondent with The Washington Post.